As President Trump's impeachment trial begins in the Senate today, Trump himself is in Davos, Switzerland at the World Economic Forum. Each year, business leaders, politicians, activists, and celebrities gather to, quote, improve the state of the world. 3,000 participants from more than 120 countries. Anne McElvoy is senior editor at The Economist. She's in Davos and joins us from the World Economic Forum there. So last year, Anne, President Trump skipped the World Economic Forum due to the U.S. government shutdown. This year, his impeachment trial is underway. Here's what President Trump told the media today in Davos when they asked why he wasn't in Washington.
Well, we're here meeting with world leaders, the biggest, most important people in the world, and we're bringing back tremendous business to the United States, and they're all here to see. I'll be making a speech, and then we'll be leaving shortly. But I think it's very important. The other's just a hoax. It's the witch hunt that's been going on for years. And it's frankly, it's disgraceful. But
Anne McElvoy, why was Davos seemingly a priority for Trump this year, this week?
Well, I think Donald Trump has a funny relationship with Davos. On the face of it, it represents the very international liberal elite that he most scorns. The other thing is, he likes an event. He's someone who likes to be on the front foot in terms of the international stage. It's glitzy. Everyone else is here. It's a party.
Right. So Trump is present in Davos, absent in Washington. What message do you think that sends to the world and to the Senate? I mean, could it possibly impact the trial?
I think the message that it's sending is that he thinks that if he keeps saying that impeachment is just something that's been cooked up against him by his enemies for years and continues with business as usual, that that will cut through to the electorate. I think he's thinking, how does this look to people who catch me on the television? Do I look confident? Do I look my best? So you could argue that rather perversely, Davos has ended up as a positive backdrop, a sort of marketing opportunity for a president who's under more pressure at home.
There's also this Twitter quarrel that could play out in real life. Greta Thunberg and Donald Trump, in true Greta fashion, she actually trekked to Davos, no public transit. There were speculations about a face-off of sorts. Did we see anything like that play out today?
Oh, yes. Greta Thunberg versus Donald Trump was definitely a theme of the day. I'm sure when I head out this evening, Swiss time, it'll be the talk of all the soirees.
Well, Trump did not directly address Greta Thunberg in a speech today, but he did try to get out of that misery fest by focusing on America's economy.
Today, I'm proud to declare that the United States is in the midst of an economic boom, the likes of which the world has never seen before. We've regained our stride, rediscovered our spirit, and reawakened the powerful machinery of American enterprise. America is thriving. America is flourishing. And yes, America is winning again like never before.
So, Anne, the theme of this year's meeting is stakeholders for a cohesive and sustainable world. Considering this Davos theme, is it surprising that President Trump gave a 30-minute speech and did not mention climate change?
I think from Donald Trump's perspective, climate change is a subject where he doesn't feel particularly engaged or interested in it. What he wants to talk about is that kind of boom mentality. I thought the tone was very interesting. I think he was trying to sound like the grown-up in the room. He's saying, like, follow me on this. Let the doomsters get on with climate change over there in the other rooms.
Not to say that he didn't address the environment at all. He spoke about a 1 trillion trees initiative that the U.S. is now joining. And soon after his speech, it was then Greta Thunberg's turn to speak. And she seemed to respond directly to this 1 trillion trees announcement.
Planting trees is good, of course, but it's nowhere near enough of what is needed. And it cannot replace real mitigation and rewilding nature.
Anne, how did the room react to Thunberg's speech?
It's quite interesting that she often says one thing that you feel everyone's nodding along with, and then she says something else, and you can see brows furrowing. I mean, rewilding, really? I mean, do we have to have that as well as the mitigation? But if you say, did she get the respect of the room, and was the room packed to the rafters, as it would be for an Angela Merkel? Absolutely. This is a very growth-focused event. It is the World Economic Forum. It's not the World Anti-Economic Forum.
Right. I mean, there is an inherent tension there in Davos. I mean, it's not a typical conference. World leaders and celebrities are ferried in by private jets. But the people who go, they say the goal is to improve the state of the world, and yet they're behaving unsustainably. So what is the point of all of this?
I think the question that you're driving me towards is, does Davos man or woman, person indeed, do more harm than good or the other way round. And I think that they are having their consciousness pricked, even though they're doing so at high altitude in terms of the life around them this week at a pretty high level.
Anne McElvoy, senior editor at The Economist, speaking with us from Davos. She hosts a weekly podcast called The Economist Asks. Anne, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.